Hello, friend. How good it is to sit with you once more. And today, I'm in the third day of a flu of the worst kind while I'm traveling abroad. And you'd think that's not a good time to sit down and do a meditation. And yet, it's in the midst of everyday living that meditation comes in ever so handy. When things aren't going quite the way we wish they would, or should, or could. When the world around us is in turmoil, which is pretty much every moment, and when our body isn't feeling all that well, you know, the various obstacles that are put in our path, the obstacles that prevent us from, say, living a happy life or having a perfect day. So let us sit together, and then I'll provide a few pointers on how to deal with or how to be with the ordinary everyday obstacles. So find yourself seated upright, even while leaning back in a comfortable chair or even in bed or on a couch or on the floor. Still, bring your attention to your spine, the full length of your spine. And breathe the full length. In and out, from one end to the other, from the bottom of your sitz bone, where we sit, right up to the very top where the spine holds up the skull. Whether it's a curved spine, or a crooked one, or straight one, whether you are aching or not even feeling your spine, see what you can notice by simply sitting upright, not forcing anything, but just sitting up and alert. And then bringing your in-breath and your out-breath to bear on the spine. Nothing special, just feeling inside of you. And notice whatever it is that comes into your awareness. Could be the wandering mind, huh? Could be the mind, even with the best of intentions of paying attention to my spine, I'm suddenly thinking about something unrelated to the spine, unrelated to this moment, even. They call that the monkey mind. Always jumping around, traveling into the past and future. Try not to push it away, nor try not to feed it. As one Zen teacher said, open the front door and the back door to let thoughts and images and memories come, and then let them go out the back door. Just don't serve them tea. Don't entertain them. Let them just be free. And try not to hook into them and get distracted. And if you do, just bring your awareness back to the breath and your up and down the spine. And if you wish, on the out-breath, make that little sound, the sound, the sound of a sigh, but it really puts the emphasis and the focus on the out-breath. the out-breath where we can, without having to try anything, let go a little, unburden, soften. At your own pace, just following your natural breath, and whenever you notice an out-breath, open your lips slightly and make an sound. And follow the breath all the way out. Do that about 10 times. Don't worry about precision here. Just for a while. Focusing on the out-breath. And if you only make it to count number 2 or 3 or 1, just persist with a smile and say, yeah, I'm learning. And bring your attention back to the out-breath and the sound so that you can feel and hear the moment-by-moment presence, this moment in your life. This by itself can be your very own meditation practice that you can do anytime, anywhere, almost sitting on a bus, waiting for an elevator, about to drink a cup of coffee, waiting for a phone call. Whatever it is, take a moment and just notice your spine and your out-breath. But for this one, we're going to go a step further. And I invite you to come along. As you sit and begin to become aware, is there something in your body that you notice that's you might describe as tight? Maybe a worry about something, or a sadness, or a pain, discomfort. Something in your daily life right now, without going too far on a search for the perfect one, something that's bothering you. Could be physical or spiritual, or we can't even define it, just some sense of out of sorts. Or it can be something quite specific, perhaps an old pain, a chronic illness, a fear deep-seated or suddenly appearing. Whatever it is, pick one and just gently hold the awareness on that thing. It's called a phenomenon. It's not really a thing, but this discomfort. And then on the next in-breath, which starts at the nostril, breathe all the way in, gently, gently, not forcing, to the place in your body that you have identified as being of discomfort in this moment. As if you're opening a side door and letting some fresh, warm, clear air to envelop that aspect of your being without any intention to fix it or judge it. Or make it go away. Simply a gentle breathing sensation of kindness. Bringing kindness to yourself in this moment by breathing in another fresh breath just as it comes and directing it to the place that you've identified. And on the out-breath, let go a little. Open the other door, the door that lets things flow out. You may or may not experience any difference. Try not to. Be curious over what experience evolves. Gently, gently. In-breath, out-breath. Let your breath flow naturally. This is not some fancy breathing technique. It's merely using the natural rhythm of your body as it's breathing itself and riding along, following the breath, making the breath awareness your presence, riding along and finding yourself somewhere in your physical or emotional makeup. In breath, and on the out breath, a gentle letting go. There's not a chance that you can do this wrong, or in fact, do it right. You do it the way you do it. You let your body show you the way. The breath will find itself to a place of discomfort or hurt. And when it's done breathing in, it'll breathe out. Try not to expect anything. No magic happens, just a gradual, subtle softening. With every breath I take, I am at home. You could say that phrase to yourself. With every breath I take, I'm at home. With every out-breath, I let go. With every out-breath, I let go. And should your mind wander off somewhere, which is most likely what it does, that's what we do. Our mind is constantly checking into the future and the past and checking all around us. Just let it be. Just don't serve it tea. Don't follow it. And if you do, see until you notice, oh, I'm doing this, I'm thinking about something in the future, or in the past, or in my fantasy, or whatever it is. And in that moment, you are actually in the present moment where we notice things. And then begin again. With every in-breath, I'm at home. And feel the air entering your nostrils, entering your body, and directing the fresh energy to wherever it's needed. In effect, bringing healing energy, kindness energy to yourself. It's the same with the out-breath. With every out-breath, I let go. With every out-breath, I let go. wherever your awareness of is in this moment, return it to your spine, just where we started, your posture of being upright without stiff or forced, upright and alert, present in this moment, with all the good and the bad, all the aches and pains and joys, just sitting upright. Notice how your chest and belly expand with every in-breath. Enjoy this moment. Savor this moment in your life. Then gently open your eyes if they were closed. Just looking straight ahead and see whatever it is right in front of you. If you wish, you can maybe stretch your fingers, play air piano, or stretch your arms, or gently rotate your shoulders, or extend your legs and toes. Whatever it is, just to encourage the circulation in your whole body after sitting for 22 minutes, reasonably still. And then we'll bring this meditation to an end. Thank you very much for joining, and may your day go well.